Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty Counsel presented oral arguments at the Virginia Supreme Court recently, asking the Virginia Supreme Court to review the case that arises out of Fairfax County when the school board illegally added sexual orientation, gender identity, and gender expression to its policies and student handbook. Hi, I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Join me as Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Matt, this case goes back to Fairfax County School Board in the northern part of Virginia, and they added to their so-called non-discrimination policy and student handbook, and they attached penalties to violations of these new provisions, three different categories of non-discrimination: sexual orientation, gender identity, and gender expression. And now they're trying to impose that on the school. But the problem is, it's in violation of state law. And now that issue is pending before the Virginia Supreme Court.
Yeah, this is just another example of this culture of lawlessness that we live in. And of course, Governor Terry McAuliffe out here is under quite a bit of scrutiny for completely discounting a judge's order on another issue related to trying to get felons to vote for votes for Democrats, obviously. And so we shouldn't be surprised that this is happening under an administration in Virginia that is nestled up next to the Obama administration, which is President Obama, the chief of lawlessness. So this is, they're in complete violation of the law. The lower court dismissed the case on a mere technicality, but really, they were in error because of Dillon's law. What is that, Matt? Can you explain the Dillon's rule?
Yeah, the Dillon's rule is something that Virginia follows, and it's not the only state in the country. Many states follow what's called the Dillon's rule. It's named after a judge that ultimately mentioned this procedure, this policy. And here's what it is. Whenever you have, for example, in this case, a non-discrimination statute, and Virginia is very clear on this, that it has to be uniform statewide. So, for example, that is set at the statewide level, and that is applicable to the cities and the counties and the unincorporated areas of that state. And in that non-discrimination category, it has the typical categories of race and religion and sex, male, female. It does not have sexual orientation, gender identity, or gender expression. Now, the reason why Dillon's rule is there is so you can have uniformity. Because, for example, if you had a county with, let's just say, 10 cities inside the county, and then you have non-discrimination policies that are different in the county and also different in the 10 cities. And you might have a business that has branch offices. Say your main office is in city number one, and you've got branch offices in city 3 and 7. Now, you have to abide by different conflicting policies, even though everyone is employed by the same company, because these cities have all these different additional stringent categories of non-discrimination. So that's the reason why. It causes a lot of conflict. It causes confusion. And if there's going to be a change in an addition or a subtraction, but usually an addition to the non-discrimination categories, it has to come from the state. Pretty clear. That's the Dillon's rule. What the Fairfax County did was, beside the fact that it is illegal, they went ahead and did it anyway, and they added three new categories to their non-discrimination policy. They had a policy that was consistent with the state, and then they added sexual orientation, then they added gender identity, and then they added gender expression. Those are in addition to the state law, and they are contrary and prohibited by what's called the Dillon's rule.
But how is this possible? This county can override a state law. I mean, how is this even possible they can attempt this?
They can attempt it, and the only fact of the matter is they can get away with it unless they're held accountable. I mean, it's just like anything else. Somebody can do an illegal act, but if nobody holds them accountable, then they can continue to act lawlessly.
So that's our job now, is to hold them accountable, right?
Yeah, and so what we did is we filed suit on behalf of a minor and the parents of the minor. Jack Doe is the minor. John and Jane Doe are the parents. And the student attends the school within Fairfax County, and also Andrea Lafferty, and she is coming from this as a taxpayer, and you have what's called taxpayer standing in Virginia. So we went to the circuit court, and the circuit court dismissed the case. The circuit court did it on the basis that there is a provision that says if you have a grievance with the school board, you have to file within 30 days. And he said, this was not filed within 30 days, and therefore, sorry, we're going to kick out the case. You can come back later if it ever is applied to you, but no provision for you now. When I argued this at the Virginia Supreme Court, we're asking the court to take the case. And if the court takes the case, then we'll go back and argue the merits of the case. And very quickly, Matt, out of the block, Justice Kelsey, who was on the Virginia Supreme Court panel, said very clearly what we have been arguing, and that is the 30-day provision cannot bar a challenge under the Dillon's rule when the action of that school board is void from the very beginning. Because right. Otherwise, here's what would happen, Matt. The school board could pass an illegal policy at the end of the school year, and therefore the summer comes into effect. No students are there to apply it against the students, so no one's going to challenge it when the students come back at the end of the summer for the fall semester. The 30-day window's gone by. It's never right. been applied to anybody, but now it's grandfathered in. This illegal act now becomes grandfathered in, and they can apply it against you. That's the problem with this lower court's ruling, and I think that's the reason why the Supreme Court will ultimately take this case.
Well, Matt, you mentioned Dillon's rule, and that's very important. It's by design because, again, you mentioned the uniformity. Fairfax County, it's one county in Virginia, and they have latched on to this politically correct notion, these social constructs of so-called gender identity and sexual orientation. These are mutable behaviors that they're trying to give the same kind of discrimination protection or civil rights protections, if you will. That's the terminology they use, as neutral qualities, immutable qualities such as skin color. Well, what's to stop them? It's completely arbitrary. It's a social construct. What's to stop them from saying, oh, we're going to issue special protections here in Fairfax County, or let's say up in Blacksburg for Hokies fans. If you're a Hokies fan and somebody's a UVA fan, And you know they can't root for UVA in front of you because that'll discriminate, or you know any other kind of arbitrary. You know what about? I mean, sexual orientation. You know, there's something called paraphilic infantilism, adult baby syndrome. These are people who have a fetish about dressing up like babies and role playing as babies in a sexual context.
Wow.
And wearing adult diapers and so forth. Why not say, hey, if we're going to give this construct of sexual orientation or gender identity, here's another quote, sexual orientation. Why not offer special protections for that? So the point is, it's arbitrary, and Dillon's rule seeks to keep uniformity.
You know, I think it seems like we keep going back into the boxing ring in these various states with similar cases that are putting our children at harm. And we have this case, and we have North Carolina, we have Texas. I mean, when is it going to end?
Well, you see, North Carolina is exactly the issue of the Dillon's rule.
Yeah.
North Carolina has a statewide provision in terms of non-discrimination categories, and Charlotte tried to add something to it.
Right.
And that was the whole issue. That is the whole issue in North Carolina. Now, what we also have here is the previous attorney general, the Republican, Cuccinelli, issued an attorney general opinion saying that Fairfax County could not add this new category to its non-discrimination policy. Then the Democrat came in, Herring, who's there now, and he said, well, the Dillon's rule does apply, but oh yeah, you can add it in. He's completely wrong. You have all these conflicts going on around the country. You've got North Carolina, you've got Texas. You even have Virginia in another county where the Supreme Court has blocked that federal court of appeals decision regarding a person wanting to use the opposite gender bathroom.
It's Gloucester, right?
So these things are happening all over the country. This is a case of critical importance. And for the circuit court to just simply dismiss it under a mistaken idea of the law is wrong. And so we're at the Virginia Supreme Court. The argument went very well. I presented the argument before the three-judge panel, including the Chief Justice of the Virginia Supreme Court. And then they'll make a decision whether to take the case. That's how it works in Virginia. And when they do, then we're back and we'll actually argue the important critical merits of this case. Continue to keep this case in prayer. It's the Fairfax County School Board case. There are other places in Virginia that are now trying to do the same thing. So we'll have to go after them as well. Pray for Liberty Counsel and continue to support Liberty Counsel financially. You can visit lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.